Democratic Congressman Peter Welch says he's optimistic after having President Donald Trump's ear last week on controlling drug prices. But as correspondent Matt Laszlo explains, others in Congress are dubious that the president was swayed by Welch's arguments.
President Trump brought in Congressman Welch for a small group meeting to discuss the high cost of prescription drugs. Welch reports having a receptive audience with the leader of the free world, who has promised to save you money, from the cost of new military airplanes to those pills you need every once in a while.
The statements in there that indicated, one, he understands we're getting ripped off, the prices are too high. And number two, he seemed to understand that a lot of people who voted for him are really burdened by high drug prices.
Welch remained skeptical, though, not necessarily of the president on the issue, but of those he surrounded himself with. For instance, Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price also sat in on the meeting, and he's long been viewed as an ally of Big Pharma. Price's position wasn't lost on Welch, who is rooting for Trump to change his party's tone on drug prices.
The reality is he also has a wall of resistance on the Republican side. You know, like Secretary Price was with him, and he's been a longtime opponent. So we left him our bill, and he instructed Price to take a look at it and get back to us with feedback.
It may be an uphill battle to get Republicans on board, though. There are a handful of doctors in the party, like Texas Congressman Michael Burgess, who seem to trump President Trump when it comes to influencing the party's rank and file. Burgess argues there's no big savings in shaking down drug companies. He says it doesn't work.
It doesn't. We've looked at it several different ways, and it doesn't.
Maryland Republican Congressman Andy Harris says pharmacy benefit managers, who manage prescription drug programs for commercial health plans or self-insured companies, already negotiate Medicare Part D, the prescription drug benefit passed under the second President Bush.
You may actually be buying a policy from a company that actually may insure more people than Medicare. So to believe that their negotiating ability is not going to be as good as Medicare's is just not believable.
Those Republicans are the ones President Trump needs to get on board if he hopes to overhaul the nation's drug pricing system. Welch believes Trump gets it, but he says he has to push his party to the left on the issue.
If the president came down hard and said something that everybody knows just on a common sense basis, if you're buying wholesale, you shouldn't pay retail. You ought to bargain to get the best price you can. Everybody knows that's true. And I think if the president said that explicitly, it would give a lot of permission to some of my Republican colleagues to give up their opposition and do something that's going to help folks in their district who are getting hammered with high prescription drug prices.
Others remain skeptical, like Vermont's Bernie Sanders. He says he doubts most every word that comes out of Trump's mouth.
That he is saying that he's interested in doing that is a good thing. We will see, in fact, what he ends up doing, because what Trump says on Monday is not necessarily what he says or does on Tuesday.
Sanders is asking the president to put his money where his mouth is and to get behind his bill to slash the price of prescription drugs.
I have introduced legislation that will allow American consumers and pharmacists and distributors to purchase lower-cost medicine in Canada and other countries around the world. If the president is serious about lowering the cost of prescription drugs, he'll come on board that legislation.
The Vermont congressional delegation does seem united on one point. There's something in President Trump's rhetoric for everyone to latch onto. But now everyone's waiting to see what he throws his weight behind. For VPR News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.